Sorry, I was running a little late, everybody. I'm here. Don't worry. Everything's fine. That's all right. I am just prepping to... I was talking to my mods in my Discord. The Discord is open for the next 55 more minutes. If you've been looking to try to get into my Discord right now, I will drop a couple links. Links are in the chat right now. You see me posting, Adamcast IRL. There's a Discord link. Come on, join my Discord if you would like, if you peruse Discord. If you don't, that's fine. No worries. But seriously, welcome to the show. We are going to be talking about the hypocrisies of the left, the Democrats. And it's real. They have voted again to impeach the president of the United States. It happened. The House passed it. So that doesn't mean it's like he's been removed or anything. It's that they've passed the motion to, well, I'll talk about it. It's he's not officially impeached yet. They voted to impeach him. I'll explain that when I get to that segment. But before I do, welcome to the show. First and foremost, the UFO is spinning. It is another wonderful day of being alive. Something I'm always grateful for. Look, if you would like to support me, you're doing so right now. Share my videos also, if you can. Smash that like button and subscribe, first and foremost, all of the above. You can also, there's my PayPal address on my website, adamkrigler.net. Also, I have a physical mailbox, a P.O. box you could send it to, 68 Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. Now, I just had a contest that just ended. I shipped out the prize winning board today, so it should come next time next week probably for the winner. But I also had about 30 to 35 different people sending me envelopes, self-addressed stamped envelopes for stickers, and that was kind of part of the whole thing. All you had to do was send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I was going to send you a sticker. One person won. I'm going to continue that. So if you want to get a sticker signed by me, all you have to do is send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716, and I will sign and send you a sticker. Yeah, that's it. I have thousands. No joke. I have thousands of stickers. So there's a couple random lucky people got two stickers. It wasn't many. So if you got two stickers, congratulations. There are a couple that got... I just filled the envelope with a bunch of stickers because they sent in drawings of me and very nice letters. So I do appreciate that. If you got multiple stickers, you shouldn't be surprised. And and also I want you to come join my locals. All right, now my Discord's open, so you can come join the Discord. But join my locals because it's a really interesting platform. I'm really enjoying it a lot. People can post on it and interact without me even being there. So you can interact with other followers, and it's a great place. You can actually support me there, and it's great. I'm starting to post more often there, and I actually interact a lot with the people that post on my locals page as opposed to my Twitter feed, which you can find me at Adam Krigler. I've lost about 10,000 followers over the past week, which is whatever. You know, Twitter has been getting rid of a lot of conservatives and people that they don't like, which is fine. I'm honestly surprised that I'm still on Twitter. I'm not going to give up on Twitter, though. Everyone's like, well, why are you even on there? Why are you supporting them? Well, it's like someone's got to stand in their echo chamber and, you know, try to block their echo, you know, of whatever's happening. You know, obviously, I'm biased on outside of their narrative, which is why I'm surprised that I'm not there or that I'm still there in the first place. But definitely check out my locals channel. It's adamcastirl.locals.com. Come join and have a conversation with a bunch of other like-minded fellows. It's great. Also, you could check out my coffee company. I have a coffee company. It's delicious coffee. It's called Krigler Coffee. Really delicious beans. A lot of people are sending me messages about how much they love the beans, and I appreciate every single one of you. So thank you for that. All right, so let us get into... the segment. Now, I'm going to start it off with a meme. All right, this is unusual for me. Normally, I start with like a article or some sort of something happening. I want to start with a meme today, and I think you're going to see it, and you're going to know exactly why this is the meme that I'm starting with. Check this out. Have you seen this meme floating around?
Have you seen it?
Yeah. This is four prominent people in our government inciting violence. Or, if not inciting, encouraging. Well, I don't know what the difference is. They seem to think that the context of what they're saying makes a difference. Because for some reason, they've taken the President of the United States, who has literally called for no violence, saying we cannot be violent. You know, I condemn all violence. Anyone who's being violent, you're in the wrong. They are turning that context into he's inciting an insurrection. But somehow these words don't incite violence at all. You know what? Let's break down each one, shall we? Let's see. Here we go. This is one of them, the Ayanna Pressley, who is on the top left here. All right. She's sparks anger by calling for unrest in the streets in response to threats to the postal system. Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. So she is calling out. Yep, you said there needs to be unrest in the streets. When in reality, all of those postal things were unfounded. All right. I was paying attention to those. You know, the post office was rehabbing old post boxes and putting new ones down. So they were getting pictures of old post boxes and going, look, they're taking away the post office. They're trying to ruin mail-in voting. When in reality, they were just swapping them out to newer, stronger, more secure boxes. My goodness, they ran with that story so strongly. But there needs to be unrest in the streets. What does that even mean? What are you trying to say? Because they're swapping out mailboxes? Unrest? What does that mean? What does unrest in the streets mean? What has there been for months and months on end? There needs to be more unrest? Oh, let's continue. It gets even better. All right, let's see. Who's next on the list here? Ah, Kamala Harris. This was an interview that she was doing. And of course, she was saying, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before the election. They're not going to stop after the election. And then she continues to say, they shouldn't. We shouldn't. She's literally saying she's a part of it, that she said the term we. So she's saying, yeah, they're not going to stop and we're not going to stop. What? How is that not condoning the violence that had been going on? They shouldn't stop. Wait, what? They're burning down cities across this country. Let's go back to that meme, shall we? Yep. Protesters should not let up. She said that. In the interview. So what? You're saying they should continue to burn down this country that you claim to be rooting for? Like that you're running for the vice presidency of this country? That you're telling the people that are burning it down to continue? And that they should? Even after the election? And this was at the time where they didn't even know who was going to be the winner. You know, it doesn't matter. Whoever wins or lose, they should continue. They should continue burning down this country, fighting to burn down. My gosh, who's inciting violence again? Oh my gosh, let's continue. Oh yes, we shall continue. Oh, this is interesting. I love this too, because this is from today. George Stephanopoulos, he says, how dangerous is it to be a member of Congress right now? Representative Steny Hoer says, I think there's a concern of members who were confronted by MAGA hat-wearing individuals who verbally assaulted our members. You know what? What is that? Let's go back to the meme, shall we? Let's reference our meme. Ah, yes, here we go. If you see anybody from that cabinet, the Trump administration, mind you, is who she's referring to. We'll get into that. In a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline store, you should get out and create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them that they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. What? What is she suggesting? Now, mind you, this was from 2018. Check this out. Let me see it. Here it is. Maxine Waters. Why isn't it showing? Come on. Show the website. No, it's not showing the website, huh? All right, I'll open a new website. Oh, there it goes. Okay. Maxine Waters encourages supporters to harass Trump administration officials. She's literally calling for people to harass anyone in the Trump administration. How is that any different at all? What? Excuse me? What's the difference? What? There is no difference. That's the answer. There's literally no difference between her calling for her supporters to crowd around anyone in the Trump administration. I don't know why my OBS isn't working. There's no difference. Oh, yeah. So let's go back to that tweet I was just referencing. Huh. There is a concern of members who were confronted by MAGA hat wearing individuals. All right. Let me just pose a question for you here. Let me just pose this here hypothetical question. Say Trump told his followers, hey, look, if you see anyone in the Biden administration, make a crowd. Get up around them. And if you see them in a gas station, at a restaurant, make it clear that they're not welcome anymore. What do you think the news would do with that information? My gosh. I'm sure you could imagine. Well, it sure wouldn't be the CNN article that's saying Maxine Waters, you know, she encourages supporters to harass Trump administration officials. What? Called upon her supporters to publicly confront and harass members of the Trump administration in response to the zero tolerance policy that led to separation of families at the border. Who put that into place? Who made those cages? Oh, right. That was Obama. Right. Yeah. But they like to blame Trump on everything, don't they? Yes, they do. They certainly do. Let's continue. Let's go back to that meme, shall we? Who's next on the list? Ah, yes. Nancy Pelosi. I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Well, maybe there will be. What is that? How does that sound familiar? What is that? Oh, that's right. Someone said it today. And it was a Republican. So, of course, they freaked out. It's from Don Jr. Said, Representative Louie Gohmert, a Republican from Texas, is being canceled by leftist media for inciting violence by literally quoting Nancy Pelosi verbatim. He says it's the most 2021 thing ever. That's correct. The left Twitter went nuts today. All I could see was inciting violence. Get him. And then they were like, oh, that was a quote from Nancy Pelosi. That was him trolling all of you by using her exact words. That's right. He was just quoting Robbie Starbuck. He was quoting Nancy Pelosi from 2008. That's right. Here's the video. Pelosi's extreme rhetoric. I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Look at that face. Gosh, that woman. You know what? And this was years ago. For years, we've known that these people have been condoning getting out there and being violent. How is that not inciting violence? Okay? Anti-Trump rhetoric. TDS. People attacking Trump supporters. They got stabbed in D.C. a month ago. You know? What? The hypocrisy of the left, the Democrats, drives me crazy. And, you know, like we talked about it last night. Tiffany was on the show. We were talking about it, how they're not even hiding it anymore. It's not even like they're trying to be slow and sneaky with it. They just like, whatever, we don't even care. It works. See, we could just be blatant about it. And the TDS is so strong in their, I don't know, group, their, you know, everything. It's pretty insane. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to know that they are allowed to get away with basically anything, literally inciting violence. When we have here, this was from the Trump campaign. Let me just find it real quick. For immediate release, this is from today. In light of reports of more demonstration, I urge that there must be no violence, no law breaking, no vandalism of any kind. This is not what I stand for. This is not what America stands for. I call for all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. Thank you. thank you, Mr. President. And that's how the vibe I was getting from him the whole time. Look, I was there in D.C. I listened to his rally. I was standing there listening to him. He said, peacefully walk to the Capitol building, not aggressively. Let's go peacefully. He said he was going to go with you, with us. He was like, we're all going to go down there and peaceably protest outside of the Capitol building. He didn't tell anyone to storm anything. He didn't say, go in there and try to burn it down. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was actually an anti-Trump Black Lives Matter protester. Oh, yeah. Let me just pull a little receipt out here. Black Lives Matter activist inside the Capitol laughingly says he was documenting riots. Once said, burn it all down. That's right. There's a video of this guy saying, I got to burn this down. We got to burn this place down. What? But I thought it was all Trump supporters. No, it wasn't. Okay? More and more proof is coming out that it wasn't all Trump supporters that were inside. Okay. I'm not going to say that they weren't inside. I'm sure they were. I bet there was a lot of clueless people in there that had no idea what was going on. They were following the ropes. You know, they were being corralled perfectly through. I'm sure there was a couple nutheads in there, as there's a couple nutheads in every human society ever, and there always will be. That's the way it goes. Not all humans are with it. Okay? It's going to happen. But now we're seeing this proof that people that aren't Trump supporters dressed up as Trump supporters to frame Trump supporters. Let me see. There's a picture of him with I don't have the image, but he took a picture of himself wearing a Trump hat. And now, because the internet is forever and people are really good at using the internet and cross-referencing pictures and scouring the different riots that have happened. Yes, I call them riots. All right, sure, I'll add peaceful protests with the quotes, of course, because we all know the reality of that situation. Well, how much can we hear that when we're seeing the opposite? When we're seeing that there are actual Antifa that dressed up, that, you know, I don't know if this guy's Antifa, but he certainly is an activist for Black Lives Matter, dressed and was seen, you know, being in anti-Trump groups. Now he's wearing a Trump hat, trying to burn down the Capitol building. While inside the Capitol building, there's a video of him saying it. Inside the Capitol building. So who's really inciting the violence? That's what I have to ask. And I'll tell you what, it's not President Trump. No, it's the Democrats. They've convinced anyone who isn't a Trump supporter that Trump is the worst person. He's so evil. Even if you vote for him, now suddenly you're evil. I know personally people that are trying to convince my friends that I still hang out with that I'm evil somehow. I still know who they are. And through the grapevine, I'm finding out that that's what they're doing. Where are they getting this information? Why am I suddenly evil? I haven't changed. The only thing that's changed in my life is I'm more politically aware than ever before in my entire life because I actually pay attention. I have a feeling if I had a political conversation with any of those people, they would be clueless. I do this every single day. I pay attention to what's going on in politics. It's ridiculous. I can't believe that, you know, and shout out to Savannah Hernandez. She's been on my show a couple times. She was banned from Twitter. I guess Instagram is not letting her go live anymore. She's got videos of, she was there at the beginning at the confrontation between the police and the, I'm going to use quotes here, the Trump supporters, because, which is weird because Trump was still speaking when the clash happened. Trump supporters went to D.C. to listen to Trump speak. Okay, the people that were clashing at those cops, Trump was still speaking. These people, what were they doing there before Trump finished speaking? It's like, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, now, watching the video, I see a lot of people dressed in all black. But Savannah had a video, and she was talking about how, of course it was Trump supporters. And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, they're pissed. And they have every right to be. And I'm like, okay, I see you have a point. There are Trump supporters who have seen the evidence and then have seen that no one is allowing anyone to talk about the evidence. They're not allowed to talk about the evidence. Well, why is that? Well, what's the reason? Well, because they don't want anyone to see. No court has seen any evidence of the fraud. None. Why not? Why can't we get to the point where we present the evidence? Congress didn't even see the evidence. They started objecting, but then people got into the Capitol building and ended that. The Democrats were probably stoked, which it makes more sense that it would be because they wanted it to happen. Perfect. Now we get to blame Trump for all this and rush the vote through and put Biden in. Done. One, done, boom. Does that not make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. Makes perfect sense? There's too many things buzzing around, all right? Look, the narrative is Trump incited violence. Not once did he incite violence. They're changing the context of what he said and saying, well, they actually meant this. Now, that is a very dangerous precedent. To be able to say, though that's not what he meant, this is what he meant. Are you hearing me, what I'm saying? They are literally going to be able to say, it doesn't, anything you say, we can see how it means this, even though it doesn't. When we have a press release saying, no violence, please. Trump's last video before he was banned off Twitter was saying, no violence. Please stop the violence. I condemn what happened at the Capitol building. Banned. Why did he get banned for that? He was literally saying, don't be violent. Stop being violent. You know why? Because they didn't want people seeing that and sharing that around. They needed to believe this narrative that Trump is spreading and inciting violence. They need that. They need him to be the boogeyman forever. What's going to happen when he's gone? Who are they going to blame for their failures? Who are they going to blame for the things that are wrong in their life? Because right now, it's all Orange Man. Orange Man's at fault for literally everything. How dare he? It's because of Trump. It's because of Trump that our lives are so terrible. Little do they know that their lives are incredible here, and they have a lot going for them, and they just are sad because they have to work for life. But now they've been able to blame Trump for the past 4 years. It's been perfect for them. These people need someone to blame. They aren't being held accountable for their own actions. And that's actually an interesting point. These Democrats, they're not being held accountable for actually inciting violence. No, no, no. It's Orange Man bad. They're literally, you know, let's go back to that meme, shall we? I mean, it's a good reference point. Look at this meme. Look behind them. Now, obviously, they are added. The flames weren't actually there, but those are real flames from actual riots that actually happened over the past year. It's so weird to say last year, but it was. It was last year. Middle of the summer, 2020, small businesses were being burnt. People's livelihoods were being burnt. They were fighting for injustice for minorities, but then burning down those same minorities' homes and businesses, ruining their lives. They weren't fighting for injustice. They were just, they were pissed and lashing back because they were convinced that they should, that it was a good thing that because these people were inciting violence. That's right. You were inciting violence, Pelosi, Kamala, Waters, what is that last girl's name? I forget her name. Presley, right? It's ridiculous. They're out there. They've been inciting violence against Trump supporters, against the Trump administration, pretty much his entire presidency. Will you stop making noises? Thank you. Quiet, you. Talking to the UFO. Not you. Not you. You guys are fine. You guys are fine. I'm just so fed up with this. Look at this. Where's this tweet? Hold on, let me find it. Nancy Pelosi, May 16th, 2017, our election was hijacked. There is no question. Election or Congress has a duty to protect our democracy and follow the facts. What? Did you hear what I just said? That was Nancy Pelosi claiming the election was stolen. Hijacked. And there's no question. It was a statement. There is no question. Well, then why didn't you fight for it, Pelosi, if you truly believe that? What were you trying to do? Were you trying to incite some sort of anti-Trump rhetoric to say that he stole the election? Well, you know what, Nancy? Guess what? I looked into it, and there actually was voter fraud. Yeah, that's right. In Wisconsin, for example, they recognized that there was some voter irregularities, and they brought it right to the Hillary campaign. They said, hey, we found some irregularities. You should definitely check it out. What's going on with this? And what did the Hillary campaign do? They squashed it. It disappeared. It was a dead end. Well, what happened to all that evidence? Why weren't they looking into it? Was it because they weren't expecting Trump to win the specific places that he did and actually win the Electoral College, which, by the way, they're now trying to get rid of? They don't want to be a republic anymore. They want to be a democracy. They want the powers in numbers. They want to convince the brainwashed masses that having an Electoral College is not the best thing. Well, if that's what they do, all of the small states, the small population states, are losing their voice. They won't have a voice anymore. They won't have a choice in what goes on in this country. That right there is a scary precedent that they're trying to push forward. They're trying to get rid of being a republic, which is interesting because a republic is everyone has a voice. I think that's beautiful. Even the smallest minority has a voice. The smallest state has a say, is part of the conversation. Well, a democracy is not. That's the majority rules, period. That's what a democracy is. Well, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, okay? And they're trying to get rid of that. And here she's saying, well, the election was hijacked. Well, I mean, is she some sort of mind reader for the future? Because that's what I'm seeing. So what, she's saying that the 2016 election was stolen, but we're not allowed to even just have the facts present to us to show us that it wasn't this time around? My goodness. The left is insane. I can't stand it. So what did they do? What did they do? They impeached Trump today. That's right. The House of Representatives has voted to impeach the president. And it passed. So for the second time, President Trump has been impeached. My goodness. Now, the way it works is the House of Representatives say, all right, are we going to impeach him? And they all vote. And they voted and they're going to impeach him. Now, whether or not it passes, it goes to the other side, okay, over to the Senate. And then they vote to see if it's actually going to pass and to actually remove him from office. Now, what's interesting, Mitch McConnell came out and said, well, we're not going to actually vote or reconvene at all on this until January 19th. Look, if Trump's out on the 20th, what is the point of this? What are you so... They're saying, well, he's a threat. He could do so much damage in the next 2 weeks. That's what they were saying at first. But if it's going to last until the 19th, if Trump's last day is the 20th, what are they worried about? One day? You're going to get him the day before he's out anyway? That's your plan? This is 100% political. 100%. They want to ruin his name. They want to smear the people that support him. Why do you think they're vilifying every Trump supporter instead of saying the people that were in the Capitol building are the people that should be held accountable for their actions? Stop trying to smear every single Trump supporter out there. I'm a Trump supporter. I'm not violent. I don't want anyone to be violent. I think as soon as you go violent, your message is lost and you're just someone who promotes violence and you're in the wrong. And no one's going to convince me differently there. That's just how I feel. I don't like violence. I don't want violence. We need to talk it through and realize that we're all on the same page. We all want the same thing. They're the ones who convinced us that we're on these two side things, that if you're on the other side, you're evil. If you're on this side, the other side's evil. It's one or the other. Well, I can't stand that. We're called the United States for a reason, okay? They're trying to vilify him and make it so that he can't run again in 2024 if he's out, right? That's the only explanation that I can think of. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. We need to recognize that it's a political motive. We talked about the Federalist Papers last night. The very first paper, okay, talks about the bias and the motives in government and how it's always going to be a factor in most things, and you have to recognize it. Well, this is politically motivated, no doubt. They hate Trump. They hate him. H-A-T-E, hate. I don't even like to use that word because I feel like it's overused and people don't really understand what hate means, okay? It's a bold word, to hate something, right? Do we really hate things? I think they hate Trump. Well, because he's a wrench in their plan. He's a wrench in their plan. They want to get rid of him completely. Look, if they successfully impeach him, he loses his security detail for life. He's a president. All presidents get security detail for life. That's how it works. They get, I don't remember exactly how much money a year they get, but like $100,000 a year for the rest of their life. They get like a travel budget to travel wherever they want. You know, they achieve the highest office in the land. They're taken care of for the rest of their lives because I'm sure all presidents have political enemies. You think of any of the surviving presidents, Trump is going to have the most enemies. Yeah, because the establishment can't stand him. They cannot stand him. He's called out China for the entire time he's been president. For longer than that, he's been talking about China. He's been talking about the establishment, fake news, like all the things that he attacks is exactly what they don't want people to have a light on. They're like, no, stop. Just focus on how bad he is. Please stop looking at us. We don't want you to look at us. We don't want you to look into our hypocrisies or how bad we are. And they've convinced a lot of people that they're right. Yeah, that blows me away. So, yeah, Mitch McConnell. He says they won't convene for an early impeachment trial. All right. Thanks, McConnell. What I do find interesting is he's saying that they're not going to begin until January 19th, one day before the inauguration. I mean, there's a lot of rumors floating around on what's going to happen on the 20th. I don't know what to believe. You know, a lot of people are saying that it's over. It's over. Like, I don't, you know, if it's truly fraud really happened, what are we going to do about that? Everyone I speak to believes Trump or that fraud happened, that fraud exists in our system, that our system is flawed and that I was going to say more, but that's really what I ask people. And everyone seems to agree that fraud exists and fraud happens. What do we do about that? Okay. How do we trust a system where everyone doesn't trust? Do we reform the system? How do we go about doing that? How do we know that elections moving forward are trustworthy? Because they wouldn't give us transparency. They wouldn't even go and prove themselves. Look, when we went to court to prove and show the evidence, it never even got to the point to even show the evidence. They just squashed it down. Nope, squash it down. No evidence, none whatsoever. And that's ridiculous. Yep. It's from Jim Jordan. Democrats want to cancel the president. That's what it feels like. Criticizing the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, GOP Representative Jim Jordan, who's a boss, by the way, said Democrats are trying to cancel the president. It's always been about getting the president no matter what. It's an obsession. An obsession that is now broadened, he said. Stop and think about it. Do you have a functioning First Amendment when they cancel culture? When cancel culture only allows one side to talk? When you can't even have a debate in this country? He warned that cancel culture will eventually come for us all. And he's right. He's right. They're just canceling anyone that's talking about the things that they don't want to have talked about. Even I have to be wary of what I speak about on my channel now. On Twitter. I can't believe I'm still on Twitter. My goodness. I had a poll. Let me check the poll. Let's see where it's at. I said, how did I phrase it? Do you believe, oh, here we go. Can you believe I'm still here? a simple, do you believe I'm still here? I said, hey, I'm still here on the 9th. Every day I'm still shocked by this on the 10th. Indeed I am. And can you believe I'm still here? 64% believe, yeah, I can believe it. But 35% of nearly 2,000 votes. That's like 700 votes of 700 out of 2,000 believe they can't believe I'm still on Twitter. They don't believe it. Like, why? Because what? Because I'm talking about this stuff. I'm calling these Democrats out for being hypocrites, which they certainly are. Not only are they hypocrites, they're actually the ones that have been out there inciting violence, anti-Trump rhetoric. I wasn't spreading anti-Biden supporter rhetoric. Sure, I don't like Biden. I think he's racist. I think he's an old man who doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's reading a prompter and not even very good at that. And certainly passed terrible laws in our country that's made it very difficult for many people to live in this country. I think he's a terrible congressman. I think he was dirty as a vice president. So sure, I have my anti-Biden things, but if you support Biden, I'm not going to ream you out for it. I'm not going to call you evil. I'm not going to say that you're complicit to, you know, a dirty presidential candidate. No, I'm going to criticize Biden, okay? Not the Biden supporters. I have friends that are Biden supporters on Facebook, and it's interesting how quickly they go to attack me personally when I'm attacking Biden. I'm like, of course, you switch it. You just attack me now. Like, I'm part of being attacked when, okay, you can not like Trump. We can have a discussion about Trump. But as soon as you start attacking me, you've lost me. Like, I am not interested in doing that. I'm not interested in just being attacked personally. People, you know, on Instagram are send me private messages, like, just not necessarily like, ha ha, you know, but literally, yeah, I guess so. Ha ha. You know, it's like, what's the point of that? What are you trying to do? You're trying to, you know, like, I don't regret anything. You're not making me regret any of my decisions. In fact, I'm very firm in my convictions. I'm never going to lose that. I love who I am. I love the decisions I've made. I don't regret any of them. You know, I just have zero interest in knowing these people anymore. If they're that vindictive, if they're that brainwashed by these people that are in government actually inciting violence, that blows me away. Now we have Black Lives Matter activists in D.C. right now screaming at police. Where were you? How dare you? Oh, now you got guns? I'm serious. Let me see. Do I have that video? I don't know if I have that video up, but look, I don't have that video up, but there's a video floating around right now. Andy Ngo just posted it. They're out there. They're screaming at police. Well, you know what? You know whose fault it was that DC didn't have a lot of police? It was their fault. Here's a report. Dems partly at fault for insufficient security at the U.S. Capitol. That's right. And I mean, I don't even need to really go into it because, you know, defund the police. That's what they wanted. They wanted the police defunded. Well, they got what they wanted. You know who called in the National Guard? President Trump. President Trump called in the National Guard. He wanted to help bring the peace because he himself is a peacemaker. He brought peace to the Middle East. Of course, they don't talk about that on the news. That's something that I grew up with, peace in the Middle East. I used to watch rock stars growing up, like, yeah, peace in the Middle East. MTV was pushing it back when MTV was cool in the 90s. You know, I grew up on that. It was my young teenage years. Peace in the Middle East. I was like, man, that will never happen. It's never going to happen. The war-torn, why is it war-torn? Because there's no peace. Because there's constantly war. Well, who's causing these wars? Could it possibly be our president, the establishment that makes a lot of money off of war? Yeah, maybe. Well, I'll tell you what. He's a peacemaker. He talks a lot about he wants the world to stop killing itself. He's trying to de-escalate situations. He's promoting peace, not violence. I see the Democrats inciting the violence. I'm repeating myself now. But it's ridiculous. Now we have, check this out. This blew me away. I want to zoom this in. Project Veritas blew the whistle on this woman. Okay? I'll just read it to you. Austin, Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton today announced the arrest of Rachel Rodriguez for election fraud, illegal voting, unlawful assisting voting by mail, unlawful possessing of an official ballot. Each charge constitutes a felony under the Texas Election Code. Rodriguez was exposed in a Project Veritas video last fall while she engaged in vote harvesting leading up to the 2020 election. The Election Fraud Division of the Office of the Attorney General reviewed dozens of hours of unedited raw footage which led to this arrest. In an uncharacteristic moment of honesty, Rodriguez acknowledged on video that what she was doing is illegal and that she could go to jail for it. If convicted, Rodriguez could face up to 20 years in prison. Okay, so now we have someone admitting that they did it. They got arrested for it. Voter fraud is real. It actually happened. Okay. Sure, Texas didn't flip blue, which a lot of people were suspiciously saying was going to happen. Well, it didn't happen. All right? Huh. So Project Veritas actually was onto something. I don't know how many people follow Project Veritas, but I do. I actually met James O'Keefe a couple months ago. Great guy. Very nice. But man, that guy does some digging. And he's called out many places. He was blowing a lot of people up in Georgia, just blasting their situation out. Check this out. Boom. Exposed. Voter fraud. Oh, they exposed this person, and this person admitted. She's got multiple felonies now. Voter fraud exists. It happened. Now we're seeing the fallout, the proof. So what, are we supposed to just roll over and accept this? What are we supposed to do now? Everyone believes voter fraud happened. Now we've got the proof that it happened. It actually happened. She admitted it on camera, saying, this is illegal. I could probably go to jail for this. Oh, boom. And now so we're supposed to accept that Biden's the legitimate president? All I've been asking for is transparency. Prove it to me. They don't want to even prove it. They just want people to shut up. Nothing to see here. Keep moving along. You know the meme. Big old flame. Nothing to see here. Keep moving along. There is no such thing as voter fraud. When it's interesting, when you look at those articles that were always popping up, it's always said widespread voter fraud was never a thing before. Okay. I agree with that statement. That's actually true. It wasn't the widespread voter fraud that is being claimed to have happened has never happened before. Truth. But now it is? Now you're telling me that this is true? People are now getting arrested for actually participating in voter fraud? Who's inciting the violence? Who? Trump? He's trying to... This is what he was saying. He was saying that voter fraud exists. Now we actually have people being arrested. So Trump was right again? He was right about hydroxychloroquine. People could have, how many lives could have been saved if people actually listened to him? way back in April when he suggested it and then got burned by the media. The media were like, how dare you? They were banning doctors, getting rid of everyone because they needed the vaccine to go through. Oh, that's a whole different side subject. We can talk about that another time. But the voter fraud, that Project Veritas has been blowing up nonstop. Georgia, they were hitting them up. Wisconsin, they were hitting them up. Texas, it was going down. Now we're seeing this and they're arresting people for it? So if all we want is transparency, why can't you prove it? Why can't you prove it? You know why? Because they probably cannot. They need this to just go away. And that's why I'm going to reiterate, I cannot believe I'm still here. And I'll honestly, I owe it a lot to you all for showing up for me, for smashing that like button, for sharing these videos of me talking about what I'm finding. Okay? Who's really inciting the violence? The people trying to tell you there's no voter fraud when there's voter fraud. There's voter fraud. This woman was just arrested. I'll read it again. Illegal voting, election fraud, unlawful assisting people voting by mail, unlawful possessing of an official ballot. Ilhan Omar was caught ballot harvesting. She was paying people to ballot harvest for her. Is she legitimate? Should she even be in office? Now I'm thinking, who should legitimately be in office? I don't trust it anymore. And that's me seeing what I'm seeing here. We actually have someone being arrested. They're the ones inciting violence. The Democrats telling you to shut up and accept what we tell you. We're allowed to incite violence, not you. Oh, Trump says he doesn't want violence. He wants violence. Trump, he said that he doesn't want violence. Well, if you look closely and you take the context out of it and you rearrange the words, he's saying he wants violence, right? You have to look in between what he's saying and how he's saying it. You know, he had 17 flags behind him. So him saying that he doesn't want violence is a Q conspiracy. And it's like, what? Listen to the words out of his mouth. I don't want violence. I want to go there peacefully. We're going to go there together and protest peacefully. I'm hearing peaceful a lot. I'm hearing him say, I don't want violence. I'm seeing him condemn violence. I watched his video. He said, I condemn the people that went in there. Violence is wrong. They should never have gone in. That's not what I wanted. Well, they got rid of it because they need him to be the orange man bad. I need to take a breath because this is ridiculous. Well, I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to I'm going to tell you again about my Discord, okay? My Discord link is open. I'm going to drop it. Come join my Discord. Discord's open. I've got about just over 1,000 people hanging out in my Discord. It's a great place. Lots of shenanigans. I do check it for stories. You can also join my locals, adamcastirl.locals.com. Come by, join the community. It's great. You can support me there, actually, if you'd like to. It's really nice. It really helps me out. They take a significantly tinier cut than YouTube. No offense, YouTube. Love you and all, but, you know, you're just the platform / publisher. I don't know. What are they anymore? Who knows? All right. I need to move away from this story. All right, so that's that. We're going to see what's going down because, I mean, it just somehow it's getting crazier and crazier. Before I move on, remember I mentioned Trump is the one who brought in the National Guard. 6,000 troops in there right now. No, I think they upped it to 15,000 troops. Now, by the inauguration, it's supposed to be 20,000 troops. 20,000 National Guard troops in D.C. That's so much. What is going on? Oh, my goodness. Crazy. All right. I want to talk about this. Switch gears a little bit. Switching gears. This is just kind of funny. Marvel facing calls to cancel Punisher after his logo was used by some Capitol rioters. Okay. You know, sometimes when you see articles like this, you don't even believe if they're real or not. And I'm just like, there's no way this is real, right? There's no way. In a world where Spider-Man and Batman movies are in active production, it's Frank Castle that's managing to dominate the news cycle for a reason many might not expect to see in 2021. Last Wednesday, insurrectionists stormed the United States Capitol in a domestic terrorist incident. Oh my gosh. No. This is ridiculous. They were clashing with police, and then a bunch of people rolled in there, okay? They were smoking doobies. I saw a bunch of videos, a bunch of guys just lighting up joints, making joke phone calls from Nancy Pelosi's office. Ridiculous. They are really pushing this narrative. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. As members of Congress attempted to count the Electoral College votes to certify former Vice President Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. After many of these insurrectionists were spotted donning apparel that included the logo of Marvel's The Punisher, fans are now wondering if the House of Ideas should cancel the character for good. Now, throughout social media, fans of the character and fans of Marvel in general are calling on the publisher not only to address the issues at hand, but to potentially retire the character from future stories. Well, I'm a fan. I really like Punisher, and I think that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Castle first debuted in an issue of The Amazing Spider-Man in 1974 as a gun-toting villain. Since then, however, he's been transformed into an anti-hero. Even though he uses his massive arsenal to mow down criminals in a storm of gunfire, more recently, the character's logo has been co-opted by the extremist groups that have had a hand in storming of the Capitol. Which groups? What groups are you talking about, huh? What are you talking about? I saw maybe one or two of these logos on, random people. After insurrectionists were seen wearing the logo on dozens of live news broadcasts, prominent Punisher comic writer Garth Ennis went on record to call anyone spotting the brand a halfwit. Oh, sporting the brand, rather. I've said this before a couple of times, but no one actually wants to be the Punisher, Ennis said. Nobody wants to pull three tours of combat duty in a combat zone, with the last one going catastrophically wrong, come home with a head full of broken glass, see their family machine gunned into a bloody fall in front of their eyes, and then dedicate the rest of their lives to cold, bleak, heartless slaughter. He continued, "The people wearing the logo on this context are kidding themselves. Just like the police officers who wore it over the summer, what they actually want is to wear is apparently scary symbol on a t-shirt, throw their weight around a bit, and then go home to the wife and kids and resume their everyday life. They thought no harder about the Punisher symbol than the halfwits I saw, the ones waving the stars and stripes while invading the Capitol building." Well, depending on which side they were, because as I've already brought it up, not everyone in that Capitol were Trump supporters. Over the past few years, since Jon Bernthal's Punisher series on Netflix brought the character back to mainstream audiences, an increasing number of police officers has started using the logo as well. Punisher co-creator Gary Conway previously said any law enforcement official that chooses using their logo is an outlaw. Goodness sakes! Marvel has remained mum on the situation, as they should forever remain mum. Though the character is not actively being used in any titles the publisher is releasing, both seasons of The Punisher are now streaming on Netflix. Might I add that season was dope. Actually, both of them were. That was a good show. I like it. Frank Castle. Yeah, and I forget the name of the guy who played it, but he played it. He was awesome in it. I really did enjoy it. All right, so I'm going to get into some super chats. Remember, my Discord is currently open. Let me drop the link in the chat. You have, I don't know how much longer you have available. I think you have about it might actually have expired already. Who knows? If it expired, it expired. I will see. Maybe we'll get some, I'll drop another link in a little bit. But yeah. If it doesn't work, actually, let me create a new link. Why not? I'm gonna create a new link. Okay, here you go. Discord is gonna be closed after I get off my show. I'm gonna close the links down because a couple people tried to bombard my server and nuke it. And if you would like to meet up, because I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be on Twitter, come to my locals, adamcastirl.locals.com. Come on down. I'm going to spin the UFO for everyone hanging out with me. Thank you so much. All right. Somebody that you used to know says, WTF, Tapper on CNN just openly said, I wonder if Representative Brian Mass actually believes democracy because he voted no. The dude is a combat vet who lost his legs fighting for the country. That's all. I know. I saw this and it is ridiculous. And I actually posted it. And I straight up just called Jake Tapper an a-hole. Because you don't say somebody that lost their lives fighting for this country, you don't call them just because they have a difference of opinion. You don't call out their love of this country. You don't do that. Jake Tapper, you are an a-hole. I would love to fully express myself, but I know young children watch my show. Somebody that you used to know says, make fun of Trump, question Trump's loyalty to the country, so be it. But when you attack a fellow combat vet and question his loyalty, that pisses me off. And I don't blame you. I do not blame you. Simping for Rita says, Democrats like AOC just want to fan the flames that will see us either breaking away and or in a civil war. Exactly. They're the ones that are truly trying to divide us all. They're the ones inciting violence. I don't want violence. A lot of people I know don't want violence. Okay? Specifically Trump. Now, I don't know him personally, but from everything I've seen, seems that he doesn't want violence. And that's not what they're pushing. They're basically trying to put everything on him. It's all his fault. Instead of, again, self-accountability, the people that went into that building, okay, they should be held accountable for their actions. Stop trying to just make up that it was Trump's fault. That's what they're doing. Gerald Armstrong said, just found out that Steve from Blue's Clues was a skateboarder. Imagine if you would have been on Blue's Clues. Okay, sure. I didn't know he was a skateboarder, but I didn't really watch Blue's Clues, but cool. Josh and Jesus says, I'm very adamant about watching the show. Adam in all caps. Nice one, Josh. Mark G says, is there anything we've learned in hard times of 2020? There's nothing better than Krigler coffee. MAGA brewed for Boulder favored. It's true, and there's even a Covfefe blend. I'm going to read that again. If there's anything we've learned in the hard times of 2020, there's nothing better than Krigler coffee. MAGA brewed for Boulder flavor. It just feels right to do it in my announcer voice. I don't know. I had to do it again. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Andrew says, have you heard about aliens on the moon in plain sight? Bruce Cecil has a massive infrared telescope and he films UFO on the moon, i.e. June disclosure. Wow, that's cool. I haven't seen that, but I am interested to look into that. Wow. Neem Guy, I love how much power the media has over the minds of the mindless. I don't. I do not love it. I think it is a shame. It is absolutely a shame. I can't believe it. Morton says, I think the Democrats just stopped the steal with the impeachment. Trump just got his day in court, so if he has the evidence, he can now show it. We are going into overtime, boys. It's interesting, actually. I didn't think about that because they're reconvening the 19th, just before the 20th. So they're all going to be in D.C. There's some conspiracies rolling around. I'm not gonna say them, though. Mark G says, Krigler coffee, so good that you won't walk away until you get two cups. MAGA brewed for Boulder flavor. Nice. Series Bean says, collab with Zeducation, big PP energy. I don't know who Zeducation is, but maybe, who knows? Gerald Armstrong says, unrest for me, not for thee. Nice, nicely put. Jules Fisher says, put on the MAGA beanie, please. Where is my MAGA beanie? I think it might be in my car, actually. Yeah, I think it's in my car. I'm sorry, I can't go all the way to my car. Let's see. Dinnermints says, link the meme. Oh, link it, huh? I'm going to link my Discord real quick. Discord link is running out. I think it's only going to be... I'm going to close the links after I get done, so it'll be expired anyway. So I just posted the link in chat if you want to join my Discord. Serious Beans says, future Adam pronouncing my name wrong. Oh, is it not SRZ Beans? Bizins? How do you say your name then? I don't know how to say it. SRZBZNS. It just seems like it would be Serious Beans. I don't know. But I like that. No, serious beans. It's kind of fun. Abigail says, thank you for braving the Twitter mob so I don't have to. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I mean, and look how much glory I'm getting out of it. I referenced different Twitter posts all night tonight. So let's see. John says, I had a friend through the Bush and Obama administrations. Politically, we agreed to disagree. Trump gets elected, and I magically become a Nazi in my friend's eyes. We haven't spoken in 4 years. Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. I don't understand why now, if you're a conservative and voted for the conservative, the conservative side, all of a sudden you become this evil person that supports fascism. And it's like, fascists are the ones that get rid of people that don't speak the way that they want you to speak. Fascists are the ones that ridicule you and force you to, you know, hold your fist up in the air because they tell you to. It's like we're seeing the fascists under the cloak of being anti-fascist. And how can you argue with anti-fascists? Because they're anti-fascist. And it's like, no, you are the fascists. You just slapped an anti, you know, on front of it. You know, if you rip the anti sticker off, there's nothing underneath. It's just fascists. It's crazy. Yeah, they are definitely the fascists. I can't believe it. Josh and Jesus says, Adam, our forefathers commanded us to use force necessary to defend our freedoms when peaceful means don't work. You do realize that, don't you? Okay. And so you're saying that I should advocate for violence? Absolutely not. No, I don't want violent. I want us to come together. I don't know how. But I'm going to convince the people that think I'm evil that I'm not evil. That's my plan. Okay? Yeah, I voted for Trump. No, I don't regret anything. Okay? Yeah, I'll talk about it. You want to talk to me about it? I had a 3.5-hour conversation with a long friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. And he voted for Biden. And I was like, that's okay. You know? And he goes, I want to understand. A good friend of mine. A true friend. Said, I want to understand your position. And talk to me. Didn't do it vocally. I have some friends of mine that are like, I'm so sad. The Adam that I used to know is gone. Now you're brainwashed. And it's like, why are you doing that on my social media? Why are you doing on, like, you know, my Instagram posts? Why don't you just hit me up? You've got my number. Call me. Well, a friend of mine actually did call me, you know, and we had a long conversation. He's like, well, what about this? You know, what about this Trump being, you know, this X example? And I said, well, here's this debunked. Well, what about this example? All right, well, here's the actual data. And, you know, he came back to me about a week later. He said, you know, I did some digging. I looked up the stuff that you told me about. And you know what? You were right. Huh. He isn't a racist. I thought he was because of these examples that you helped me look into it myself. He looked into it himself. He did his own research and found out, oh, the guy's not a racist. Huh. Who knew? I'm not a racist. I'm not. Skin color doesn't mean anything to me. It shouldn't to anybody. The true character lies underneath. I've known assholes, excuse my language, of all different colors, genders, age groups. Anyone can be that person. Anyone can be cool to you. That's it. Simply put. Sorry for swearing. It just rolled out. And it's the truth. Liberty Prime says they got together to impeach Trump again in 2 days, but it took them 10 months to come up with a laughable $600 per person stimulus. I know. That is so embarrassing, isn't it? My goodness. Serious Beans again says future Adam rolls a 12. I saw that super chat. I was waiting for it. I'm about to roll the die. You guys know the deal. I'll tell you, it wasn't a 12. If it was a 12, I would have been like, that's nuts. I just rolled a 12. All right, let's see. I'm waiting for you guys to start guessing the numbers, but it's I'm going to read the next super chat while I wait. John L. says, I already read this one. Cool. Let's see here. Where was I? Christopher says, Blantifa are the actors on the streets helping the media control black people. Sorry, black people, you got duped. White privilege is a lie. That seems to be the case, right? I mean, they are just trying to convince everybody that, I mean, privilege exists. All right, privilege is a thing. Everybody in this country has privilege. Russell Uden, 4. It was a 4. Lady Feline, you were just right behind him with 4, but Russell got it first. Congratulations, Russell. You win. It was absolutely the number 4. You won absolutely nothing. Congratulations. I'm really proud of you. Mark G says, the calls for unification and peace are years too late to repair. Our beliefs are vastly different. I want my rights intact and left alone, but they need to control every aspect. You're right, and it's frightening because they are really implicating those authoritarian measures, and it is a scary precedence what we're seeing right now. Third Impact just posted the meme of Democrats calling for riots on Facebook, and PolitiFact fact-checked it, but their pinned article states the quotes are accurate. WTF. Wow, really? That is hilarious. My goodness. Georgie says, hello, Adam. I posted the same question to Tim, who did not answer, in parentheses. Where is the border when Trump supporters, mids, conservatives, liberals will need to get more violent and push with protests? In Bulgaria, we almost went to civil war in 1997 and 2013. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answers to everything. I would love to know. I don't know where that wall, where the border is, where that line is. I'm assuming that's what you mean. You know, where is, the line that we're going to, are they going to cross that line? And I don't know. Are we going to go to civil war? That's the last thing that I want. I do not want violence. I don't want it. Mavis, Trump posted a 5-minute video on the White House Facebook page. Better watch it while it's up. Really? Yeah, I definitely should get on that. In fact, I should just do it right now with all of us, because knowing what's going on, he's just going to get banned, isn't he? My goodness. Let's see. Wow, he's still on the Donald J. Trump. It's political candidate also. No, there's nothing new. All right, that's maybe it's Trump team. I don't know. I'll look up afterward, or maybe it's gone already. I don't know. Vexil says, why are you still using Firefox as your browser? Did you not see Mozilla's tweet on January 8th? I actually don't use Firefox as my main browser. That's I use Brave, and I should actually use Firefox. This is just my – I've just had this window as my – because this is – I have a small screen down here. This is the what you guys see when I'm referencing stuff. I just happen to be using Mozilla. I haven't even swapped it out, but I should, right? Yeah, stop supporting them. Andrea, hi, Adam. You ever thought about doing a website in case the censor police come? You should look after yourself. Keep speaking the truth. Thank you, Andrea. I actually do have my own website. It is adamkrigler.net. You can check it out directly. Let me just, I'm going to bring you to it. Here it is right here. You can come check it out. adamkrigler.net. It's just my full name. There you go. You can actually see it right here. It's just adamkrigler.net. You can check it out. I have all my videos, everything that I do. You can donate to me directly there. I actually have a physical address that you can send me things, P.O. Box. There's information about my coffee shop that's on there, Krigler Coffee, you can go to. But anything that I do moving forward, if I get taken off anywhere, is all going to be on this site. So please check it out. Thanks for asking. I do really appreciate that. Jonathan says, Rachel Rodriguez now arrested for voter fraud in Texas thanks to Veritas video from months ago. I know, I actually brought that up. It's pretty insane, right? BTO says, they're going to blame us. Trump supporters are the next target. I believe it. That's what it seems to be, right? Toddy says, the left won't stop until they put us in camps, and that is frightening. They're already trying to make lists of all of us, which is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Jake Dog says, I hate cats. Woof. I love treats and Mrs. Krigler. Jake Dog, you dirty dog, you. I just posted my Discord link in the chat, so feel free to join the Discord if you get the chance. Come on, join and join the Adams family. Let's see here. Mark G says, maybe there would be less tense between us if we weaken the federal government but keep the Bill of Rights. We are the United States, but different cultures. Yes, different states. And actually, during the Federalist Papers deep dive yesterday, I realized one of the papers was about how we are separate sovereign nations united, okay? They treated each state as a sovereign nation, okay? That's not how we look at it. We look at the federal government runs the whole system. That's not how it works. That's not how we started this country. We started this country where each state runs itself. The federal government helps with foreign stuff. You know, having one entity that we all kind of, you know, vote for people to deal with foreign affairs, deal with taxing around the world, you know, having a standing army to protect all of the states together. That's what it's about, not running the show. So, yeah, maybe you're onto something, Mark. Angela says, the Electoral College should be abolished and replaced with each state getting one vote. Then each state would truly have equal say. There would be no more swing states. Candidate to get 26 first wins. Interesting, because that's actually what they were one of the options that Trump was banking on going into the sixth, that they would go to that if it was a contested election. That's how it would have worked. That is interesting. That I never really thought about that. Now, I'm not an expert, so I don't know the downsides of that, but who knows? Jack Coyle's just saying anarchy over and over again. I don't know about how I feel about that, but just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Here we go. Jonathan says, spin it. All right, I'll spin it. I haven't had a lot of spin the UFO super chats lately, but I'm always honored to spin that there UFO. Kate says, can you do a segment about how the PM of, Canada? A drama teacher, finance minister is a journalist. The minister of infrastructure is a graphics designer. I don't know much about Canada, but maybe I should look into it. St. Miles, hey, what's good? Hey, man, great show. Gonna take some time away from social media. Peace. Good for you, St. Miles. I should probably do the same, no joke. Aaron, thank you for becoming a member. I appreciate that. Bing, 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 bing. Tom Bowersox says, I have nothing to say. Well, thank you for super chatting me to tell me that. Adam, Gab is running better this evening, but not yet perfect. My offer for a year of pro remains if you promise to cross-post to Gab TV. I have been trying to get on there every single time it doesn't load, but I'm trying to. So, as soon as I get on there, I'm going to hold you to that. Jason Hayes, I wish I didn't have moral objections to Discord's terms of service. Yeah. That's a shame. All right, let's see here. Steven Suarez, I stand with Trish Walker, the sister from season 3 of Jessica Jones, for killing the guy that killed her mom. Changed my mind. I don't really remember that season. Trish gets superpowered or something, right? And then takes him out. I don't really remember that season much. Right on. Benjamin says, hey, Adam. Yeah, these leftists don't seem to understand the difference between fantasy and reality in response to the Punisher thing. Yeah, exactly. You know, and they're trying. See, this is the thing. They're trying to place blame instead of personal accountability. They don't understand. See, that's the thing right there. The left does not understand the term personal accountability. They can't understand that those people that happen to wear a Punisher badge or whatever, it's not the Punisher's fault. It's their fault for they should be held accountable for their own actions. See, they don't get that because self-accountability isn't a thing for these people. Dr. Oren Nero says, banning Punisher is the stupidest state out there. Yep, I agree. Soup Nazi says, protest on Inauguration Day as to MLK Jr. protest peaceful, no guns, had better opportunity for Dems to label everyone insurrectionists and take the guns. They know have the guns, don't need to give Dems a chance. Okay, I've seen that flyer floating around. I don't know anybody that's going or planning to go. It looks like an Antifa. They should have tried to make it more patriotic, maybe, but it's red and black, and the only thing missing is the freaking hammer and sickle. I don't know why it's obviously a ploy. Unknown says, do you think the Dems military-industrial complex ran a psyop on the American people, and now they are afraid what the American people will do? Maybe. I don't know. I think, honestly, I don't know what's going on. It's just getting ridiculous, I'll tell you that. The Magnum Express, vigilante characters have always been controversial, but they're not going anywhere. Death Witch stirred up a fuss when it debuted, and that was in 1974. Yep, that's a good point. Vigilante characters, because that's what they're afraid of. Great Loudmouth says, Adam, thanks for the Discord invite. I'll be leaving your stream now. Some real action going on in your Discord right now. I see a lot. I'm in general. I have my Discord open right here, and it is, there is 338 new messages since 7:30, and that is 16 minutes ago. So, wow, it is popping off. And for those wondering, I am closing my Discord in approximately 14 minutes. I just posted a new link. It's floating in chat. Just to let you know, Jason says, you are the only vegan whose opinion I respect. Thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm trying to give a good name for vegans out there. In fact, most people don't know that I'm vegan. Why? Because I don't make that my thing. I don't care what you eat. You shouldn't care what I eat. It doesn't affect you. So get out of here with that. Not you, Jason. You're cool. I'm talking about the people that go, oh, he's vegan. Oh, no. Get out of here with that. Brewmaster Monk says, four more states declared national emergencies today. This puts FEMA in charge with new powers from January 1st Storm Act. Georgia, Utah, Connecticut, and Louisiana. Wow, I'm going to look into that. That's interesting. Jack says, impeach the government. Yeah, can we do that? Is that a thing? Brian says, Adam, I had to leave my church because it was tilted too far to the left. Honestly, I feel better among you and other centrists that aren't of faith more than my old church, which was very fake. IRL for those wondering. Yeah, you know, I do tend to feel like I'm more of a centrist than a conservative or, you know, a new age liberal, I guess, because technically I'm a liberal, but arguably that term has certainly changed. Mavis says, it's also on Don Jr. page. Ah, okay. Right on. Jason Hayes, you are a vegan, therefore you are evil. Ah, Jason, you had to spin it around, didn't you? Mr. Paul R. says, we that want to think for ourselves search for news. Those who want to be told what to think watch lamestream media. That's a good point. That's a good way of putting it. Yep. Darren says, Dorsey's response to Trump's ban is as lukewarm and tone-deaf as his interview with Tim and Rogan 2 years ago. After Twitter's response to Uganda's election, it's clear Dorsey is still tripping balls. Yeah, probably. Tattered Shield says, hey, I thought I saw you skating at the rally. I wanted to call out, but didn't. Rest in peace. Yes, that was actually me. I was skating around. I had my board with me, and I was skating around, yeah. That was definitely me. Evan says, who is ready for the black and tans? I'm seeing a resemblance to Ireland. I don't know much about what you mean. Black and tan is a drink, isn't it? But I don't know. White Lasagna. Marvel fans are calling to cancel Punisher. Probably the same fans who cheered when they made Captain America a Nazi. Yeah, ridiculous, right? Nate G says, they walked into the Capitol, smoked a J in the rotunda, and then made prank phone calls from Pelosi's office phone. This wasn't an insurrection. It wasn't a riot. I've seen more violence from Justin Bieber fans. Right, exactly. And all the violence that they're posting nowadays, or all these videos of them, the clash between the police and the rioters, happened while Trump was speaking. Okay? The Trump supporters, they showed up for Trump. He asked them to show up. They showed up to listen to him. I was sitting there watching him. Okay, now there was a little bit of movement near the end of his speech, but like 5 minutes before the end, it's a easy 15 to 20 minute walk to the Capitol. They're not right next door. You got to walk all the way over to the Capitol building. Doesn't make any sense. Let's see. Jason says, don't read this out loud. Okay. I'll look into it. I'll look into it. Helmsway, Adam, love the Covfefe blend. My girlfriend is making a few t-shirt designs for Tim. Are you interested in selling your own shirts? I am, and I'm really happy that you like the Covfefe blend. That's great. Send me an email, adamcastirl@gmail.com, and let me know. Johnny Arson says, the Great Reset quote, you will have nothing, you will be happy. Pretty sure they just told us we are going to be unalive. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Nicholas Doyle. Having a queen is dope. Love from Canada. Okay. Interesting. IWD, the climate in the U.S. right now reminds me of Argentina in the 1970s. You're not the first person to say this. I've heard this a couple times now, and I don't really know much about Argentina's history, but maybe I should look into it. Good morning, Sunday morning. I love your username. That's fantastic. The reason our country is more centralized is because of the Civil War. It's when the federal government gained supremacy over the states. I know that's true because Abraham Lincoln had to do it to win the war, essentially, but it never reverted back. And I think that's an issue. Wimplow says, I wish I could say something inspiring. Let's keep our heads up, folks. And please, please, if you love this country, do not act out in violence. God bless you all and praise the sun. Thank you, Wimplow. Yes, exactly. When you are violent, you lose. We don't need to be violent to make changes. I don't. There's a couple people that keep trying to super chat me talking about that. I will never agree with you. Martin Luther King, amazing man. He made changes non-violently. Maybe not him per se, but he showed people what it's like. No. I mean specifically him. He made people realize that if you march in the millions, people see it and they make change. And he did it. He made change non-violently. And he said, as soon as you're violent, your message is lost. We have to adhere to that. Violence is not the answer. And it never will be. It never will be. Mikey Mario says, the character under the suit makes a hero or a villain. Good point. That's why I liked He-Man, actually. I don't know how many people know the lore behind He-Man. I was a big He-Man freak as a kid. I had the sword, the... I have the power! Wasn't his name Adam also? Anyway, the power that he had, by the power of Greystone, Grayskull. By the power of Grayskull. But the thing about that power is that's what gave Skeletor the power also. So the power came from one source, and whoever had the power controlled the power. So it powered the negative, the bad guys, and the good guys. But it itself wasn't evil or good. It was power. And it depended on who was wielding that power. I love that. Makes a hero or a villain. It depends, you know? Blatant Arrogant says, are you on any other platforms? I may nuke my Google account altogether. I am on Odyssey / library. You can go and find me, Adam Cast IRL. I do have my videos, clips that I upload on YouTube automatically go there. I'm working on DLive and BitChute coming soon. And I think Rumble as well. RG Merkel says, I'm just giving you free money, no message. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will always take that. Mark G says, the Black and Tans fought the Irish Republic Army in the 1920s. Ah, interesting. Okay. I'm really interested into to know more about that. Well, that was the Super Chats. Look, you guys are fantastic for hanging out with me. I love you guys. You know, this show is, it's fun for me to vent. I'm really just learning how to rant more. I'm channeling my inner... I don't know. What would it be? Tucker? He's a ranter. He rants. Yeah, the power of Grayskull. That's right. I see chat. I'm going to roll the die one more time on my way out. Oh, I almost rolled off the table. All right, I rolled. Waiting for you guys. I'm going to let you know I'm going to be closing the Discord soon. I'm gonna drop that Discord link one more time. We got another super chat here. IWD says, the left in Argentina repeatedly abused laws and proto-Antifa groups engaged in violence to gaslight people into hating the right. Instead, they embraced fascism instead. That's the short of what happened in Argentina. Well, in that case, you're absolutely right. It does sound exactly what's happening right now. Wow. The first person who guessed, Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer, it is 17. You're the first person to guess. I see it. No one else has guessed. It is 17. You guessed correctly. It is 17. Congratulations, Sawyer. You won absolutely nothing, but I'm really proud of you. I happen to grow fond of the number 17. I'm sure some of you know why. Maybe not, but it's okay. Look, I never fixed my smash the like button. It's so non-professional back there. You know, I think I might actually put my grandfather's train back there. Because it's super dope. I really like it. All right. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. I will be back tomorrow at 6:30. I haven't talked to Carlin in a while, but hopefully she's going to join me. Carlin Borisenko. She's great. She's a doctor. And we're going to talk. I want to hear her side of things. We're going to chat about what's happening. WT says, have you gotten a call from the FBI? I was in D.C. and didn't trespass. It's a crime to just visit D.C. now. They labeled us terrorists. I haven't, but I didn't storm anything. I was in the street. I took a picture of the Capitol building, and I kind of went up on the grass a little bit, but I didn't go up like at the doors or anything. I just, and certainly didn't even go near inside. I didn't want anything to do with that. So I don't know. They did visit Bryson Gray. I don't know how many people know who Bryson is. He's joined me on my show before, and I guess the FBI did visit him, and he was saying, you know, the FBI are visiting prominent conservatives, and who went. Look, I advocate for nonviolence all the time. If you know me at all, you know I don't want violence, and I think the people that went inside the Capitol building are irresponsible and should be held accountable for their own actions, and stop letting it be, I don't know, a broad brush on all Trump supporters. Silly White Boy says, had the He-Man castle as a kid. Love your work, bro. Watch every day after work. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now everyone's talking about Q. Look, I'm not following Q. I observe what they talk about, but I don't believe it. I think it's a little obnoxious. I was just making a joke about the 17, all right? My goodness, you guys are crazy. Anyway, you guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. I will see you all. It's the 98th episode. That's right. Friday is my 100th episode. I'm going to do something fun and exciting. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's going to be a good show. So tune in tomorrow, 6:30, but definitely tune in on Friday because it's going to be a good show. All right, guys. You guys have a great night. I'll see you next time.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.